I have here my director. Her name is Nadine. She's right here jumping on the line with us.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I hear you were just going out to feed your animals, right? So
yes, yes.
I'm going to respect your time. I don't want to keep them hungry. So my name is Nadine. I'm one of the specialists that handles pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been speaking with Giselle, and she does a great job explaining the basics of her program. So I've grabbed these notes that she sent over to me, Ray, but I did want to ask you what questions you had as far as the placement we do, how our program works, any questions that I could answer?
Well, like I said, when she called, she kind of caught me off guard, and I wasn't expecting, I mean, there's... I have another company. They built my website, and
I saw that. Beautiful.
I think they have somebody working on the Google thing. I guess they found that they said that my business was showing as permanently closed on Google, and it's not even the right phone number or anything. It's a total cluster. So
I don't even see your company coming up on Google at all. I see the website, but as far as your company itself coming up, I don't see it.
Yeah, look up On the Level Carpentry.
Don't put the roofing part in there, and then you'll see it.
Okay, without the roofing, you said? Just put the carpentry without the roofing?
Yeah, so I actually, about 6 months ago, switched the name. I added the roofing to it. I've always offered the roofing as a service, but...
Right.
It wasn't part of my, like, listed with the state name.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So.
I do see it. It says permanently closed On the Level Carpentry, 3739 Panhandle Road in Delaware. Is that, like, your home address?
Yeah, and then, it was my home. I actually moved down the road. I still live on the same road, but. So what does it tell you as the phone number?
614-452-9664.
Right, that is not my phone number. I've had the same phone number for 33 years.
Okay, so
I don't know what.
Did you a while back, this could have been a long time ago, right? Did you ever work with a company and maybe that was a tracking number that they put?
I think only about a year ago people started reaching out about, you know, renewing your Google presence.
Okay.
Because I never hired anybody to do any Google work for me before.
Okay.
So I mean, that's something we could simply fix.
That's not a problem. But you said that this other company is essentially going to be helping you with that. Is that correct?
Well, I believe so.
Okay.
We're supposed to talk again tomorrow.
Do you mind if I ask the name of the company? I could tell you.
Roofing Market Infos.
Okay. I haven't heard of them. It could be that maybe they're going to assist you with that. I'm not sure. But we do offer another program that we could definitely assist you with, because if they're managing that profile page for you, you can't have two different companies managing it, and I want to be transparent with you, okay? There is another program that we can help you with that Google offers as well. It's called Google Guaranteed, where they're guaranteed leads that are only being sent to you. You're not sharing them with anyone else, and it comes in the form of a phone call. Okay? Now, I know you mentioned to Giselle, right, that your focus right now is the remodeling and the roofing, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really wanting to... I have two roofing crews.
Okay.
And, I mean, really, the only thing I need to do is to get the work, order the material, and they do everything.
Get them going. Okay,
so,
perfect.
Yeah, I'm...
Not
so, I really...
If that's what you want to focus on, Ray, let me tell you, there is a position available. So, Google Guaranteed, just so you understand, it's a program that Google created, and it's not available for every industry and every location. If I look for roofing, and your zip code is still the 43015, right? That's still your zip code? Okay.
Yeah, so you're going to have Myers Roofing, Redtail.
Yeah, so right now for Google Guaranteed, there is availability in your location. Google guaranteed, it's the ones that are at the very top of the page. They have this little green check mark right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the requirements for that program is you have to pass the background check, which they're looking for like felony charges. Okay. They're not looking at misdemeanors, DUIs or nothing like that. And it shows me right now that you have to have business insurance. Okay.
I've had business insurance for over 30 years. Workers' comp, bonded.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And those are the requirements. I know depending on the industry, sometimes they do require the license, but right now from what I'm seeing, they're only requiring the business insurance and the background check. Okay. So just to kind of give you a background about it, so when they created this program, it's because they want guaranteed leads that are only being sent to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing it with anyone else. And let's just say one of those leads is outside of your services, right, because it is a pay-per-lead. Google credits back that lead, okay, because it's considered unqualified. So the requirements, as I mentioned, is you pass the background check. There is a $250 application fee. You pay one time for the application fee, and then you submit your application, fill it out. It gets submitted along with your certificate of liability insurance. And then what we do is we set up an interview with our technician who handles that department, Ivan. And then Ivan goes over your application with you, okay? And then from there, you have to submit, we provide you, in fact, a little tiny URL, and you would submit 5 reviews from like 5 different people, okay? Google reviews that get turned in. It does take between 4 to 8 weeks for the approval process, okay? Once you get approved, then that's when Google will, when we obviously turn on your leads, okay? But Ivan would call you first to say, okay, are you ready for us to turn on your leads? You've been approved. And then you would just tell him, yeah, turn on my leads, or no, I'm not ready until this date, okay? So for your area, for the roofing, okay, you would be looking at a minimum monthly budget of $1,200, that's going to give you up to 13 leads. Your leads are costing you $92 per lead, okay? Now, let's say you only got one lead in that month. Go ahead.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. So, so this is basically like an Angie's List thing.
Kind of, but not really, because with Angie's List, right, you get leads sent to you, but you're sharing them with other businesses that are your competitors, right? And they charge you.
Yeah, I just had a bad experience with them a couple months ago. And
I'm so sorry.
They are the worst
often.
Company on planet Earth.
You know what? You're not the first person
who's told
me that.
They're dirty.
Yeah, I hear it quite often. You know, and that's the downfall, because they don't make anything exclusive on what they do. I've heard of guys, I've talked to many business owners, Ray, and I'll tell you, I had one gentleman tell me he was spending $150 to $250 per lead. He said the leads that were calling me were for tree services, and I strictly do concrete, okay? What happened was he called them, and he told them, this is outside of my services. They said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. We sent you the lead. You know, half of them weren't even answering the phone, and they told him, you need to keep calling them. He's like, I don't have time to keep calling these people back to back.
I'm not that's chasing crazy. People.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so
and that's the problem.
They wouldn't give me my money back, so I went right to Chase to my credit card, and they are, I think they're going to credit my money back to my account.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will, because I'll tell you, I know of a lot of businesses that have had the same issue and have done the same thing, and they fought to get their money back.
You can't beat this one. So
yeah.
2 weeks ago, I get a lead on a Saturday for a guy right here in my same town, 5 minutes from my house. So instead of calling, I jumped in my car, and I went right over there and knocked on his door.
Okay.
Nobody was home. I walked around the house. It looked like the house had a brand new roof on it. And I thought, what the hell? So I kept calling. I called a couple times and didn't respond. And then I texted one day, didn't call. And finally, I went over, knocked on the door again. The dude answered the phone. He said, I don't know what is going on here. They put a new roof on my house 1 month ago.
And
I said, who did it? And he told me the name of the roofing company. I called the roofing company. And I said, where did you get the lead for the roof that you did on Franklin Street? And he said, Angie Leeds. So they already sold the job, charged that dude, and then put the lead out there again.
Oh, wow.
I was so furious. I could not even walk.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And another one, they gave me a lead that was 45 minutes away in a town. All the information on there says pre-approved. It's an insurance job. You know, if it comes together, install immediately.
Right.
I get there to, it's a little town. This town was so, run down and, you know, I'm not downplaying anybody, but I get to the house that they're wanting to do. The roof is in absolute terrible, terrible, terrible condition. And the lady that lived there. I mean, she was like 80 years old.
Oh my God.
And I said, I'm here at, you know, the appointment we had to talk about your roof. And she says, I can't afford to put a roof on this house. And I said, did you not set an appointment with Andy Lee? They sent me and I showed her the text message and everything. She said, no, I didn't do that.
Then how did they get that?
I don't know. Well, I mean, you get a lot of the people that just go tire kicking on the internet, you know?
Right.
You know, dad went around and they consider that interest as a lead. That's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
And I think that they plugged in the fake information, sent out the lead, charged me, hit my credit card, and it's a done deal. So basically, it's like sticking a gun to your back.
And playing Russian roulette?
it's absolutely absurd. I mean, so.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry
to hear that.
Yeah, well. Didn't take me long to figure it out, though. I'm pretty sharp.
Yeah, I'm glad that you
said
that.
They're pathetic.
There's a lot of people out there, Ray, and I'll tell you, they're not familiar with their process. And I won't badmouth any company because that's not my style. But I do sympathize with you, and you're not the first person who has had that I've heard of having bad experiences. I mean, the one about the roof and that whole one being a new roof and you reaching out to the guy, like, I haven't heard that one, but I'm not surprised because it's what they do, you know, and that's why, you know, they've had the problems that they've had, and that's why Angie's Leeds bought them, but Angie's, you know, continues to keep the way Home Advisor used to run it. They keep it the same way, so nothing's really changed. I mean, other than just the name of it being powered by them, that's it.
Yeah, so they were, before it was Home Advisor, it was
Craft Jack or something, wasn't it called?
No, I was, because I used, one winter I did a lot of snow plowing, and I used, it was Service Magic.
There you go. I knew it was something like that. Service Magic or something.
Service Magic. Yep.
Yeah. That's just horrible.
So,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And you,
that
the cheapest lead for roofing with Angie's Leads is $195.
Oh my gosh.
The cheapest.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and I asked them, how do you determine one lead from the other? I mean, one house may be very, very small, and you charge $300 for a lead. I mean, and she's just like, it's based on location and how interested they are to get moving quickly, and I'm like, that's ridiculous. It's like rolling the dice.
Yeah, I know. I kind of I've had a hard time understanding where they've come up with prices. I had a gentleman that was doing their opportunities. So where if you accept it and you get the job, you have to pay them a percentage. He goes, I don't know where they're getting their numbers from on what I'm going to make off of this, but they have no idea the cost of materials, the time that I'm investing, what I'm paying my workers. So I don't know where they come up with their number, but it doesn't work with me. You know, it doesn't even match the number, even close to the number that I actually am bidding it on.
Right.
It's terrible. So, I mean, with the Google guaranteed, it's similar, but not really, because again, that lead will come in the form of a phone call and you'll know that it's a Google guaranteed lead because you'll hear it. It'll say a lead from Google guaranteed. And so it's actually them calling you directly, the potential client. You'll have this green check mark that'll say Google guaranteed on your profile at the top in the Google guaranteed program. So the reason that they call it Google guaranteed is because Google puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you, because they're basically backing up your work and they're saying that your work is guaranteed, that you've met their requirements, right? So let's say out of the 13 leads, you only got one lead. And Ray, I've never seen that happen, but let's just say, okay?
Yeah.
So what happens
is, I don't not get many jobs that I bid on. I bet you I get 90%.
You've been in business this long. I'm not surprised. But let's just say if only one lead came in to you in that month, right? It rolls over. So the following month, you're not paying that $1,200 again. You're paying for the one lead that you got, which would be $92. Okay? Now, if one of those leads, again, is outside of your services, you didn't discuss price, you didn't set an appointment, it's unqualified, so they credit it back to you. It's not like you got to call and say, hey, this lead was unqualified, so all calls are recorded. In fact, you're given a special number for that reason, because you don't have to be on top of us saying, hey, that lead wasn't qualified. They're automatically crediting it back to you. At any time, if you want to increase like the amount of leads that you're getting, you can do that. But we always like to start you off with the minimum. So this way you can see how the program's working. If you get bombarded with work and you need to shut off your leads, you call us, we shut them off. And when you're ready for them to go back on, you call us back and we turn them back on. But that's how it would work, okay? Depending on, you know, I mean, that's what you're looking at, basically. Your minimum monthly budget would be no more than $1,200 a month, okay? The highest cost you would be paying per lead is $92 per lead.
And you say that guaranteed, what did you say, it was 12 or 13?
13 leads in the month.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're looking at. The only thing you would be paying right now is just the $250 application fee, okay? We send you the application, you fill it out, we schedule you for Ivan so that he can go over the application with you, make sure we get your 5 Google reviews to be submitted with the application, that we have your documents are attached, and then we help with pushing through the application. It takes between four to eight weeks for you to get approved. Once you get approved, then Ivan would reach out to you and say, okay, Ray, are you ready for us to turn on your leads? And then you just tell him, yeah, turn them on, or turn them on this date, and then that's when you would pay the $1,200 for the minimum monthly budget.
Okay. Can you do me a favor? Can you send me an email?
Uh-huh.
With all of your stuff and all the, you know, the process, and
yes,
I've come outside to the barn now. I'm out in the barn feeding my horses.
Okay.
And then, I get it.
Okay.
So
what's
send me everything
for you?
On the level carpentry at live.com. Where are you calling from?
We're in California. We're out here in the West Coast, Sound Valley. Yeah, we've been in business. We'll be 18 years next month, in fact, coming up on our birthday.
Wow.
And you said it's under, thank you.
No.
I appreciate that. On the level,
On the level, carpentry at live.com.
Got it. Okay. What I'm going to do, Ray, is I'm going to send you an email. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. If you don't see it right away in your inbox, check your promotional or even check your junk mail, because you've never gotten a correspondence from me, so it might go there. So I have on the level carpentry at live.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to send you everything detailed.
Are you familiar with a company called RoofMax in California?
No, I'm not. I haven't heard of them, but it doesn't mean, you know, I couldn't tell you anything about them.
I think they went out of business, but they were kind
really?
Of the same thing, but they were very upfront about it. When they went out of business, they, you know, they returned, I got my money back.
Is it RoofMax? Is it, I'm trying to look to see what I see.
RoofMax, R-O-O-S. M-A-X-X. It was called RoofMax.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do see them here. It's coming up as, well, do they sell materials? Is that what they do?
No, they were the same thing. Roofing
I see one that's a store. Let me see if it says marketing. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Let me type in marketing. Maybe that might give me something
better.
I'm
sorry, it's not RoofMax. RoofX. RoofX. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a roofing marketing agency. They're specifically to roofing, is what they do.
What is it showing on when you look? Does it say closed?
I don't see anything. I see like Google ads for them, complaints, reasons to stop buying roofing leads online. RoofX. Yeah, I don't see, I mean, it shows there's like little directories, but I don't see a Google profile page for them.
Huh.
Let me see if I can get into their website. Yeah, it looks like their website's up, but that could also be, I mean, a lot of businesses, when they close, their website still remain up. And then when you try to call the number, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one, it looks like a different company took over it, Scorpion. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it could be that they were bought out by another company.
So
and that's why they
Scorpion,
closed.
Is that a marketing company too?
It kind of sounds like they are, but it doesn't like give me much information. When did you last talk to RoofX? Because I don't really show much for them as far as like 2020.
Probably 4 or 5 months ago when we stopped using.
Well, that's a bummer that they went out of business.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people go out of business on purpose.
Well, yeah. I think sometimes they do as well. I mean, for whatever reasons, you know. I know HomeAdvisor, they were bought out by Angie's a while back, and then they just recently, I would say within the last year, they finally transitioned it where it's HomeAdvisor powered by Angie's leads, which is like, what's the difference? It's still the same thing. I had a gentleman that was paying both Angie's as well as the HomeAdvisor, and he didn't realize that they're the same company. I'm like, you understand that you're paying for the same company, right? And he's like, I am. And I'm all, yeah, you're paying the same company. He's all, oh my gosh. Yeah. He was like totally beside himself on that one.
And then like, I'm a preferred and certified installer for a particular brand of shingles. And the regional rep, I had lunch with him over the summer. And he told me that Angie Leeds was buying a roofing company in each state.
No way.
Yeah. That way they're winning on both ends. Yeah, he said that they had already, sometimes more than one company in each state.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they do, right? What they do is they spend millions, and I'm talking millions of dollars a week running Google ads that'll say like 25 best general contractors or 25 best roofers near me. And that's how they're capturing the leads. They're turning around and getting those leads, selling them to everyone else. And like I tell business owners, why would you pay someone what we consider a middleman when you can promote your own company on Google and capture those leads yourself rather than paying them to get it for you? And you're sending, you're receiving that lead that everyone else is getting. Why not have your own company listed there? That doesn't make more sense. And they're, and when they think about it, they're like, wow. And I'm all, it's pretty unique on their part that they do it that way. You know what I mean? But there's, that's what they're doing. That is exactly what they're doing.
Right.
Burn and that's why they're charging what they're charging. Yeah. Yeah. So the email that I'm sending you, it'll say Google Guaranteed in the subject part of the email. It'll show you the pricing for the application fee. And then I put in there right underneath of that part, I put the vertical roofer, which would be that category for you, $1,200 minimum monthly budget. Your cost per lead is $92. And then it gives the breakdown. It even shows you examples of how the Google Guaranteed looks and then everything that comes along with it, okay? So I just sent it out to you. It should be in your inbox any minute now. But again, if you don't see it right away, Ray, take a look at your promotional box or even your junk mail because you've never gotten like a correspondence from me. So it might wind up there, okay? Yeah, I just sent it. Uh-huh.
Okay. Hold on.
It hasn't come back to me that it wasn't reached, that it wasn't
it.
Delivered.
Maybe in Medina.
Yes, sir. The one and only. Well, at least here on the company I am.
Yeah. All right, Nadine. Let me look over this stuff tonight, and
okay.
I really appreciate all the information. And can you can we talk tomorrow afternoon?
Absolutely. What's a good time for me to call you tomorrow?
So you're 3 hours different from me, right?
Yes, sir. I'm here 7 to 4. Uh-huh. So your time, I'm here 10 to 7. The opposite.
Yeah. Give me a call at 10 a.m. your time. That'll be 1 for me.
Okay. Okay. Will do. All right. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you have a very blessed evening. And thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for all the information. You have a great night.
You're so welcome. You too. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.